In our previous shiurim, as we've been more focused on what is considered a ma'isik siva. In this shiur, we will focus if something's considered written, and if it's considered written, do the issue of mechika apply? There's a tshuva in the shiurim of tshuvas Mishnah Alochas. Chelik Zayin Simen Kuf Samachay. He discusses a shaila, and I didn't really see anybody else discussing the shaila, but I don't think anybody would disagree with this opinion. Is if you have a tape or a CD or whatever that has on it Divrei Torah, the question is, can you carry that tape or CD into the bathroom? You know, we're not allowed to bring into the bathroom a davar shebekedusha. Is this considered bringing something that's considered a davar shebekedusha into a place that is inappropriate? So he says that certainly that's not considered. Since it's totally not visible, it's not considered as if you're bringing a davar shebekedusha into a place that it doesn't belong. But the big shaila that the Paiskim discuss, obviously, is, are you allowed to erase? Are you allowed to erase something, a tape that has on it Divrei Torah, that has on it the same Shem Hashem? The Shiles of Tshuvas, Shevet HaLevi, Chelik Beis, Simen Kuf Mem Hei, discusses the Shiles. He says that somebody who erases the Shem Hashem is over the lav of Lysasun Ken Lashem Elokecha. He's over the mitzvah say of Hashem Elokecha Tira. He says this is not limited to destroying anything that has on it the Shem Hashem. He says if you destroy a stone of the Beis HaMikdash or anything that's considered Kadosh, you're over this lav. So he says, and he quotes a Rambam in Perek Vav Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, Halacha Ches, that if somebody destroys a sefer, Makon Oisoi Makos Mardus, although he says that may be only in the Rabbanan. He says the Chasam Sofer seems to learn it's an Issa Deraisa. So he takes the approach that when we speak about the lav of Lesas Hashem Lakem Lakechem, or the lav of the Mitzvah Seyev Hashem Lakechatira, we don't have to specifically look at the spirit of the law. We have to look at the letter. We don't have to look at the letter of the law. We have to look at the spirit of the law. The spirit of the law is that we have to treat the Shem Hashem B'Kedusha. And since we have to treat the Shem Hashem B'Kedusha, if the Shem Hashem appears on a, even on a tape, causing it to be erased is in the category of Leisas and Shem L'Shem Elokecha. And so too does he paskin in Chelik Vav Simen Kuf Nun Dalit. He says, even though the Gemara says Kolu Mal V'Reach Ein Bo Mishamila, so maybe therefore this to be considered Dovish Ein Bo Mamish, it doesn't make a difference. He says we can't compare to Hilchas Me'ila to Hilchas Mechikas Hashem. And what is not necessarily considered Me'ila doesn't mean it's still not in the category of misreading the Shem Hashem. The Shiles of Tshuvas Chelkas Yaakov in Chelik Arachayim Simen Kuf Chaf Dalet. I quoted that tshuva in our previous year in the issue if you're allowed to speak into a tape recorder on Shabbos. He also takes a very strict approach and he says that Vaday Asa Lemochkan. He takes a very strict approach. Ramosha discusses the Shaila as well. Ramosha in Shaila Sechuvis, Igris Moshe. And Shaila Sechuvis, Igris Moshe, Yoredeya Beis, Chelik, Yoredeya Beis, Tshuva Kuf Mem Beis. And in Orachayim Gimel, in Orachayim Gimel, Simon Lamed Aleph says that Alpidin, it's mutter, but he says that even though Alpidin, it's mutter, it still, he feels, is a bizoyan to treat Kisvei Kodesh that way. It's a bizoyan to treat Kisvei Kodesh. He says very strong words. He says it's mechur adover to treat Kisvei, to treat anything that has the Shem Hashem that way. He also says, and uses this, we discussed this in a previous shiur in Amasechta, that from the Gemara, and this is the way Ramosha Paskins, from the Gemara and the Rishonim, it seems that under no circumstances may we listen to music unless it's a Seudas Mitzvah. So people do listen to tape music. So it seems that Ramosha's opinion is that tape music is not considered perhaps anything substantive. And since it's not considered anything substantive, there is no Isser of Mechika when we speak about, there's no Isser of music. That's not considered music. Something on a tape is not considered anything of substance. The Meches Yitzchak in Chelik Gimel Simen Kuf Beis discusses the Shaila, and he says that what you should do is you should have it erased through a grumma or through a cotton. In other words, an adult should not erase a tape that has on it Divrei Torah or Shem Hashem. He says you should do it through a cotton or through an akum, that since it's, he doesn't want to hold that it's really usur, but that much you should try to do it through a cotton or an akum. Rav Menashe Klein, in the Shas HaTshuvas Mishnah Halachis, Chelik Hei, Simen, Kuf Nun Tes, is very makel. He says that the Isser of Mechikas Hashem is as the words imply. That's only when it was written on paper. That's what Mechikas Hashem means. When it's not written on paper, that isn't what the Torah means. That isn't the definition of what Mechika is about. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelik Yud Gimel Simen Aleph discusses the Shaila as well. And he says that the first question he discusses is about mentioning the Shem Hashem. How careful, this is a question that comes up obviously quite often, mentioning the Shem Hashem. So he says the only time you have an Isra of mentioning Shem Hashem is when you're saying a bracha and you don't mean to say a bracha. But if you're learning, and in the course of your learning you quote a pasuk, and the pasuk has in it Shem Hashem, you're allowed to say the Shem. And he quotes the Chacham Tzvi that also was very lenient. I remember that I heard on a number of occasions the closer Magen Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Livracha speak, and he quoted Psukim, and when he quoted the Psukim, he would say the Shem Hashem. Now the question that he goes on to is, so now I have a tape, a recording, and on the recording, there's the Shem Hashem. So the question is, when I play that recording, is what is the halacha? So he says that Rav Chaim Berlin Zatzal has a tshuva on this, and Rav Chaim Berlin takes the following approach. He says, if when it was recorded b'derech heter, somebody was davening, or somebody was saying a shir, and the Shem Hashem was quoted, and now you're going to play that tape, that's not called Shem Shemayim Levatolah. If on the other hand, when it was recorded, it wasn't recorded in the proper setting, that would now be considered not midaraisa, but at least it's inappropriate. It's not appropriate to play such a tape that has on it the Shem Hashem. Then he goes on to discuss what is, and he goes on to say that if you're playing the tape that has on it the Shem Hashem for positive purposes, to hear the shir, that is certainly considered permissible. The recording was permissible and the playing was permissible. He also quotes, as we did in the previously, the tshuva of Ramosha. He says, when you're playing such a tape, you should be careful to play it only in a place where you're allowed to listen to Divrei Torah. And Ramosha, you should be played only in a place where Divrei Torah may be played. And he also goes on to discuss the issue of erasing it, and Ramosha held that Pidin, you're allowed to erase it. He also holds the Tzitz Eliezer that there's no Isser in erasing it, but again, quoting the Menachas Yitzchak, he says if you could do it through a groma or a cotton, that would be preferable. There's also a tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef. I quoted this tshuva in our previous year. Yabia Omer Yechelik Dalad Yerudei Simen Chof. Yechav Das Chelik Dalad Simen Nun. He takes also a very lenient approach. Number one, he says that the Isra of Mechikas Hashem only applies where you're erasing visible words. Here you have two reasons why you don't have a problem. Number one, the Shem Hashem is not visible, and the erasing is not visible. So that's number one, why it's mutter. Number two, he says, there is no Isser of Maris Ayin, because everybody agrees, he says, that erasing here would only be an Issa de Rabbanon, and there is no Maris Ayin by the Rabbanon, and also there is no Maris Ayin where you can't see anything, where it's completely Beseser. He goes back also to our Gemara, that it could be that when you're recording, it's not considered a Maisa Ksiva. And since it's not considered a Maisa Ksiva, erasing is not considered a Maisa Mechika. Mechika and Ksiva obviously travel together. And he says, even though there are Paiskim that say that when you're putting the Ritzuos of the Tefillin on your fingers and on your hand, so apparently there were some that had the minig to try to form the Ritzuos, the Shem Shakai, Shin Dalad Yud. And there are Paiskim that said you shouldn't do that, because by doing that, when you untie the Ritzuas, you're being Moichik Shem Hashem. So first of all, he says that we don't really pass in that way. But besides the fact that he says that we don't pass in that way, he also says that it's not an issue here. This is even less of an issue. The reason he says that this is even less of an issue, he says, is because of the, at least in that situation, you had the Shem Shakai visible. In the situation that we're discussing, the Shem Hashem is totally not visible. And therefore, his position is that there is no Isra Mechitas Hashem when you erase a tape or a video or whatever that has on it the Shem Hashem. But he does say, even he agrees, like the other Pesukim we've quoted, that if you could do it in a way that doesn't involve direct erasing, you could do it through a grama, or what he suggests, he particularly discusses this in the Shas Tshuva Yabia Omer, he says that it was very common that there are two ways to erase a tape. One way to erase a tape, is by erasing it. Another way is by recording over it. So it says it would be better just to record over the existing tape versus erasing the tape.